morning, I'm Ed Donoghue. Pakistan's prime minister says his country is ready to facilitate meaningful and conclusive talks to end the Iran war. President Trump says talks are going on. Iran says they are not. The U.S. and Israel want to end Iran's nuclear program. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
Iran insists that it's going to continue to fight, that all of these things are red lines for the continued existence of its theocracy. So it remains unclear, even if they get to the table, how they're going to bridge those differences.
President Trump extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the U.S. will hold off striking Iranian power plants so talks can continue. Dutch international law expert Marik de Hoon says U.S. and Israeli strikes on power plants could be considered a war crime if there are other ways of achieving the same objective without harming civilians.
And that is not just the civilian harm that would be occurring at the moment of the attack, but also the many years that come after in environmental and also health concerns for the civilians. So it looks very much like a war crime.
Airstrikes battered Iran and Iranian missiles and drones targeted Israel's Tel Aviv. Russia fired nearly 400 drones at Ukraine with signs its spring offensive has started. Polls are open in Denmark. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen is seeking a third term after a standoff with President Trump over the future of the kingdom's semi-autonomous territory, Greenland. Peter Mortensen voted.
I would like some politicians who have a vision for our country. What are we supposed to do in this world with war and our near neighbors and perhaps our allies are threatening us?
The Taliban says it released American Dennis Coyle, held in Afghanistan since January of last year. Airport wait lines remain high because of short staffing at TSA. Congress is considering a partial Department of Homeland Security funding deal. This is AP News. A fire at an oil refinery near the Texas coast is out. A shelter-in-place order has been lifted.
That came hours after a large explosion at a complex shot plumes of smoke into the air. Mayor Charlotte M. Moses says no one was injured in the explosion at the Valero refinery in Port Arthur. The explosion comes amid a spike in gas prices, driven by uncertainty over the global oil supply because of the Iran war. Valero's website says the refinery has about 770 employees and can process over 430,000 barrels of oil per day. The plant refines heavy sour crude oil into gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A strong 7.6 earthquake struck near Tonga in the South Pacific, prompting coastal evacuations, but no wider tsunami warnings. There were no immediate reports of damage. I'm Ed Donoghue. AP News.